She was with Thar and Kossil, with whom much of her time was spent now when she was not in the small house or alone under the hill. It was a stormy, cold night in April. They sat by a tiny fire of sage on the hearth in the room behind the God King's temple, Kossil's room. Outside the doorway in the hall, Manon and Duby played a game with sticks and counters, tossing a bundle of sticks and catching as many as possible on the back of the hand. Manon and Arha still sometimes played that game, in secret, in the inner courtyard of the small house. The rattle of dropped sticks, the husky mumbles of triumph and defeat, the small crackle of the fire, were the only sounds when the three priestesses fell silent. All around, beyond the walls, reached the profound silence of the desert night. From time to time came the patter of a sparse, hard shower of rain. Many came to rob the tombs long ago, but none ever did so, said Thar. Taciturn as she was, she liked now and then to tell a story, and often did so as part of Arha's instruction. She looked tonight as if a story might be gotten out of her. How would any man dare?
They would dare, Kossil said. They were sorcerers, wizard folk from the inner lands. That was before the God Kings ruled the Kargad lands. We were not so strong then. The wizards used to sail from the west to Karego At and Atuan to plunder the towns on the coast, loot the farms, even come into the sacred city, Awabath. They came to kill dragons, they said, but they stayed to rob towns and temples.
And their great heroes would come among us to test their swords, Thar said, and work their ungodly spells. One of them, a mighty sorcerer and dragon lord, the greatest of them all, came to grief here. Oh, it was long ago. Very long ago, but the tale is still remembered, and not only in this place. The sorcerer was named Aerith Akbi, and he was both king and wizard in the west. He came to our lands, and in Awabath he joined with certain Kargish rebel lords, and fought for the rule of the city with the high priest of the inmost temple of the twin gods. Long they fought. The man's sorcery against the lightning of the gods, and the temple was destroyed around them. At last, the high priest broke the sorcerer's witching staff, broke in half his amulet of power, and defeated him. He escaped from the city and from the Kargish lands, and fled clear across Earth's sea to the farthest west, and there a dragon slew him, because his power was gone. And since that day, the power and might of the inner lands has ever waned. Now the high priest was named Eentathin, and he was the first of the House of Tarb, that lineage from which, after the fulfillment of the prophecies and the centuries, the priest-kings of Karego At were descended, and from them the god-kings of all Kargad. So it is that since the day of Eentathin, the power and might of the Kargish lands has ever grown. Those who came to rob the tombs, they were sorcerers, trying and trying to get back the broken amulet of Aerith Akbi. But it is still here, where the high priest put it for safekeeping. And so are their bones. Thar pointed at the ground under her feet.
Half of it is here, Kossil said.
And the other half lost forever. How lost? Asked Arha. The one half, in Intathin's hand, was given by him to the treasury of the tombs, where it should lie safe forever. The other remained in the sorcerer's hand, but he gave it before he fled To a petty king, one of the rebels, named Thoreg of Hupun. I do not know why he did so.
To cause strife, to make Thoreg proud, Kossil said. And so it did. The descendants of Thoreg rebelled again when the House of Tarb ruled. And yet again they took arms against the first God King, refusing to acknowledge him as either king or god. They were an accursed and sorceled race. They are all dead now.
Thar nodded. The father of our present God King, the Lord who has arisen, put down that family of Hupun and destroyed their palaces. When that was done, the half-amulet, which they had kept ever since the days of Aerith Akbi and Intathin, was lost. No one knows what became of it, and that was a lifetime ago.
It was thrown out as trash, no doubt, Kossil said. They say it doesn't look like anything of value, the ring of Aerith Akbi. A curse upon it, and upon all the things of the wizard folk. Kossil spat into the fire.
Have you seen the half that is here? Arha asked of Thar. The thin woman shook her head. It is in that treasury to which none may come but the one priestess. It may be the greatest of all the treasures there, I do not know. I think perhaps it is. For hundreds of years the inner lands sent thieves and wizards here to try to steal it back, and they would pass by open coffers of